que cada vez hunde más y más a este país, matando sus esperanzas y trayendo lamentables consecuencias que vivimos a diario.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning to the show at 1 o'clock. Today is June 11th, 2013, and we're having a part cloudy, part sunny day outside today in Vancouver, which is not bad at all for a summer day like this. That was the morning after show. It was very interesting. They have very talented artists coming in and play music live, which is something that not a lot of radio stations do these days, which is very interesting to me as well. So today, as you know, I have my own thing. Every day I talk about the thing I like to talk about, especially on Tuesdays and Thursdays. As you know, that's my hours. I call my show Hun Nation Show just for now because that's my kind of nickname I have online. So today we're going to talk about a couple of things. There are new things that just came out yesterday, so I want to mention them briefly. But today's show, I want to focus on something very, very indie, even in the technology world, and that is GPS, which is not quite interesting in a way. But you're going to need it sometimes when you're traveling out, especially in the car, or you know, even when you're on the street. So I'm going to play a piece of music for you today first. It's called Obodir, and it's by Purity Rain, as I played it last time, I believe. Very, very interesting music indeed. Great melody and also great vocalist in that band. It's a Canadian band as well, I believe. It's based in Edmonton, I believe. It's in Alberta. Last time, I think that's what I mentioned. So I'm going to play this piece of music and hopefully you guys will love it. And here we go. Obodir, here we go.
The sky is low. Gather up, it's high.
That is 101.9. And you're listening to the Tony Han Show, of course, the Han Nation Show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this great afternoon on Vancouver. 1 o'clock, 1:05. In fact, we're having a lot of stuff to talk about today. Exciting season for technology, especially. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. Having music in the background, I'm going to try to see if it works or not. And that is also the song from Purity Ring as well. It's called Bell Speak, if you want to know the song. Check them out on SoundCloud. Check them out on YouTube. They have great videos, for sure. But today, what I'm going to talk about is actually about three things, I would say. The first thing is the Apple WWDC, of course, World Web Developers Conference, some sort of thing like that. I'm not too sure about See, this is the thing. I hate abbreviations. Want to abbreviate it, and they never really tell you what it really means. And you sort of get an idea, but you never really know what it means. Like, what does LOL mean? Like, who knows about it, right? Like, I don't have an Oxford dictionary with me every day. The second thing I'm going to talk about is E3 that's coming out. The entertainment, esport, you can call it whatever you want, but it's called E3 Expo. It just came out yesterday, pre-press conference, and today we're having the real show for everyone, so that's the second thing. And the third thing is, you know, it's summer, and I know it's cloudy outside partially, but, you know, it's time for traveling and all of those crazy good stuff you want to do in the summer, beach party, whatnot, you know, find a new place, hiking. Very exciting stuff, and most people travel these days by cars, of course, and sometimes you just get lost. So GPS, the global positioning service system has been a very important friend to us since the very early on of its application, starting from the military ages. So today we're going to briefly talk about those three topics kind of in chronological order. I mentioned them. First, something about Apple. Second, something about E3. I'm going to mention the big fours. Going to know who are they later. And last, I'm going to be talking about the GPS. And hopefully, before I run out of the topic, I have my really good friend Akash Vig, who will be here and join me if he arrives on time, of course, that is. So I'll let you enjoy the rest of Bell Speak from Purity Ring, the very beautiful music, of course. Sorry, I'm a little bit sick this morning. But I'll let you hear the last 10 seconds of it. Yes, and that is the Purity Rain's year old exactly, song Bell Speak from, I believe it's a pop. You can call it pops, kind of alternative pop, I guess, indie pop kind of thing, which is very interesting music. Now, should I play you guys another piece of music, or do you want to hear me talking about the news? Okay, I heard news. Okay, perfect. All right. So first of all, I'm going to be talking about what's going on with Apple. As you know, Apple, not only a fruit, but also a great technology company that's gaining momentum these days. But of course, we see good things about Apple, you know, all this creative side, all Steve Jobs being like a mentor to a lot of technology, a lot of indie developers for sure. But on the same side, we can see, in a way, Apple has been very arrogant in the past. They're very close to their system. They won't let anyone touch them. Right, so I mean, it kind of makes sense because you're dealing with an artist instead of business in that way, right? So first thing I'm going to talk about is that Apple debuts a couple of new things on this WWDC 2013, and those are, you know, one of the most important conferences they release. You know, every year they will release new products, new services like their softwares and those things on that event. So today, yesterday on June 10th. We introduced a couple of new things. First of all, in terms of hardware, what's going on? So number one, the MacBook Air, of course, that's coming out. It's, as you know, it's a very light laptop. It has a bunch of, you know, features on it. It's probably one of the best ones if you're going to choose Ultrabook. But at the same time, when we look at the prices, we're always looking at a piece of equipment that's very good for school, but a little bit overpriced if we think about it that way. Because if we think about the Samsung laptops, if we think about the new touchscreen laptop that's coming out. Of course, this year we were expecting Redness Play. We didn't get it. We're getting a little bit better CPU from Intel and those companies. But on the downside, what we're getting is a laptop without touch screen function. You know, a lot of computers these days do. For example, the Lenovo Yoga 13, the Asus, they got the touchscreen as well. The Sony one where they're sliding up, sliding down. You got different ones like the Acer also makes them. So there are a bunch of companies out there who produces computer, have different functions or features, especially with Windows 8, comparing to iOS, which I'm going to talk about the new system later. Those two are very different in a way as well. We're getting a better computer, but is it exactly what we're looking for? Is that everything we wanted? Maybe for people who want a tablet experience on a laptop, they're not getting what they want. And or people who want a better screen, they're not getting what they want. So at the end of the day, though, really depends on what you want. There are a bunch of computer companies out there. Apple is not only one, but it is definitely one of the better companies. So the second thing I want to talk about is very important. It's called Mac Pro. As you know, Mac produced desktop computer. There's where the garage sales or garage companies start from, where, you know, Steve Jobs and also Wozniak, they started their own company in the garage and built first Apple computer in 1984, I believe. And right now, after a couple of years, you know, about 29 years, I guess, from now, we're seeing something really different. The new design looks like a cylinder. It's a kind of a piece of wood, I would say, a kind of, you know, cut off wood that you throw, you know, fireplace. You remember Christmas? I remember Christmas. I was not long ago. So it has some really revolutionizing design. But definitely, if we're looking at a price, I'm going to say the computer's going to end up about $3,000, $4,000 range, because it got two GPUs, which is ending up with 6 GB of memory. It's crazy about graphics, crazy about, you know, a lot of things. So definitely not a great personal computer. What I can say about that is if you're having a studio, and that's probably a really good piece of equipment to do, if you want to render graphics or rendering videos are very important and those kind of thing, you can probably even use this one as a small server if you have a small website or blog you want to run on your own server instead of renting a place for, like, say, $9.99 per month. So the second thing I want to talk about is Apple's iOS 7, which is going to come out on their freaking big phone. It's called iPhone. You know, we all know what it is. If you don't know, please go to apple.ca and search it up. So it has some new looks, but as I look at it, I've been using Android for a long time. Exactly what they're trying to compete with. A lot of things are very similar to the apps I downloaded on my phone, on my Android phone. So it's more like you have a system, you download a bunch of apps, you're trying to integrate the two, and you get an iPhone iOS 7. Of course, the interface looks better, everything looks better, it seems, oh my god, it's a much better phone right now. But if we look at it this way, this change is long overdue, right? If it's in UBC, you're heading in assignment late, you will get no marks. But in the technology industry, people still have faith in Apple, they still want to buy their own stuff. So even when it came out of a system that's very comparable to Android about half a year ago with all the applications add-on to the Android phone, compared to iOS 7 right now, they're very similar for sure. A lot of, you know, different functions like the control panel that swipes up from the bottom, and, you know, also the multitasking functions just like webOS. All those different features, very similar to Android, yet we're saying this is a better phone or a newer phone. It's like, okay, Samsung, you cannot copy us what we do with a bunch of lock screen things, and now we're going to copy your control panel, except from the top, we're going to start from the bottom, right? Just like Samsung, in the case. If you call Samsung as copying, I would say Apple, you're actually copying something really similar to Samsung or other Android phones out there. So that's briefly what I want to talk about iOS 7. And also, there are a bunch of other features that they're updating: the App Store, the Siri, of course. They're also updating iOS for the cars. Very interesting as well. So those are the phones. So now, how about I play you guys a piece of music? You guys are probably bored at what I'm talking about here. But, I mean, for you, those of you who understand technology, I hope, you know, adding some insights for your life as I speak. So I want to play a piece of music. It's written by, mixed by two of my friends, Calvin Zhang and also Elton Yao. They formed a little duo called Keyz, K-E-Y-Z, and they play some really sick tunes. I got it from last night, and they're definitely being very nice to me, and they sent me this thing. They actually specialized mix this for me to make it radio safe and everything else. So here we go. Let's hear it. It's a little mix from Keyz.
Sound, oh, you make my heart pound, fill me up, bring me down. Your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Just kidding, guys. There won't be any foul languages. There will be great music and me talking about technology, and that's exciting, right? If you can't take that, you know what I'm going to say. Anyway, we're going to go back to topic Apple debuting their iOS 7, OS X, and all those great stuff. Now, of course, the next item I'm going to talk about is OS X. I can't believe they make so many operating systems already. So it's kind of interesting because if we look at almost every single OS made by Apple is named after a cat. See, that's the thing. I don't know why they name after cats when they're a fruit company. I was like, if you go off like, some kind of apple or like, you know, Red Gala or like Green Nanny or something like that, it would make sense. You know, you sort of get the idea as already fruit company, but they're naming after cats. Like, did they actually predict cat's going to be like viral on YouTube or something? And then people's going to dig in cat or something like that? I don't know, man. But anyway, the cool new thing is that you don't have to worry about it anymore because they're not naming their OS after cats and dogs and lions and mountain lions and anymore. They're calling it the Mavericks. That's right, Mavericks. A brand new name for a brand new system. That's right. Very interesting name for sure. Unlike, you know, the other OS is like, you know, the Windows. They call Windows Forever, which is kind of boring, I guess, in a way. Because, I mean, how much do you love Windows? It's just a place where you can open up and look at the world. Anyway, we're going to talk about something new on OS. Of course, if you're familiar with tags, for example, on Tumblr or on Twitter, you can tag people, hashtag them. In the new OS X, you can tag everything now, which is kind of interesting. Not only folders can be tagged, you can tag files as well. Also, we're having a very interesting change to their calendar and iBooks and those things because there will be no more letter. Everything looks very simple, just like the iOS 7 just came out, in fact. And very little similarity, actually really similar to the Google Calendar and those stuff because at the end of the day, I think the two companies really can compete a lot of things. But the benefit of Apple is that for their calendar events, it do have the map on top of it where you can see sort of exactly where the location is, which is kind of cool that Google doesn't offer. And also another thing we can see these days, Apple and Google, they're fighting forever. When Steve Jobs was in Apple, they're like the biggest enemy ever. It's like Xbox and PS3 or something like that. They were like the the grudge, you know, growing from the beginning of the day when they met. It's kind of funny because I thought Microsoft would be their ultimate enemy, but Google is kicking Apple's ass until today. Yesterday when they released a new iWork, which is sort of similar to Google Docs, where you can do online iCloud things like Pages, Numbers, and Keynotes. Of course, those are, you know, Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. So they're competing very much offline, online, everywhere. I think that's crazy what they do. But, you know, as consumers, we benefit because the competition arises between the two, right? So basically, as a wrap-up, we're seeing a lot of exciting stuff from Apple, as always, as there always are in an awesome company, no doubt, but compared to other companies, I think there's still a lot of space to go. They're not still not surprising us as much as we wanted to be when Steve Jobs first walked on the stage and introduced the first little device where you can send pictures and touch it and call using it and use browser on it. It's just not the same, man. I guess this sector is done. We're done talking about Apple stuff. I think I'm going to lay off the E3 topic just for a little bit. We can talk about later if I get another friend of mine to come in for a little bit. We'll come back really quick after we have a really short commercial break. I'll see you in a bit.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on.
Sugar. Let's get it on. Do you like technologies? Like the cool kind just came out of oven? That smell really fresh and all that? Do you love to talk about the GPS? It's a summer day. And you know you travel a lot on a summer day. And you know that you always love the GPS. Exactly. That's what we're going to talk about next. The GPS. The thing that we use to locate ourselves in the middle of nowhere, where we're going to cry and we're going to find people and cry to them and asking them for directions when they are actually some tourists from like another country, which is kind of sad because sometimes they know better than us. So it's summer. You do a lot of traveling. Since most people travel by their personal vehicles, one needs to know the road. Therefore, GPS and maps are probably the best tools for you, buddy. So in today's show, I'm going to talk briefly about how to pick up one that fits you the best. So, well, at first, I want to introduce a different, categories of GPS. There are three types, I believe. There are ones using on foot where you're hiking. There's one you use on a boat, and also the one you use for a vehicle. Of course, we can see the difference between land and also water. And for foot on bike, they're just for, you know, better accuracy and a better usage, so you track smaller changes and things like that. So as I was talking before today, I'm gonna focus on the vehicle GPSs as they're the most interesting to us for sure. So there are quite a few different types of GPS out there, mainly produced and manufactured by two brands, I believe, but there are other different brands as well. TomTom and Garmin seems to dominate the market these days, and there are, you know, brands like TJAD, also Magellan, who produces great GPS, and also iPhone apps, in fact, or smartphone apps, and also navigation accessories, which we will be covering actually as well later. So other than the brands, there are mobile phone apps, which are great GPS in the city with data, with your cell tower. And since most of AGPS, which I'll talk about later, AGPS stands for Assisted GPS, equipped by today's smartphones, have ability to fall back on standalone mode, which means you don't need cell tower, you can still track. It does take longer, and also it doesn't work as well with interference, but it is a very good device to use when you don't have anything with you. However, like our traditional GPS, the system would be vulnerable to interference, like I said, and it will take a longer time. to first fix. So the time to first fix TTFF is a time for GPS to locate your position for the first time when you use a GPS. So those are some terminologies I want to just get through you guys before I continue with the show. So if you really want to save some money, the best thing to do is just grab a mount and a car lighter AC cable and fully utilize your smartphone. I mean, most of us got one of those in our hand anyway. It's in our pocket. We use it to call, text, browsing, play games, you know, watch videos, or, you know, smash at intruders who follow after us for a long time at 2 o'clock in the morning after we drink too much after a bar and also a club. But also, those smartphones are great for GPS applications. Their maps were free. I won't mention the names, but you know what it is. There are maps and navigations for it, which requires some data connection for you to use a navigation application. You'll get to a place which you want with your phone. If you want to look for some alternative applications, you know, instead of the G Maps and also the G Navigations, the G stands for a company which cannot mention on here, you can also buy GPS applications that look almost exactly like GPS, especially if you got a bigger phone, like the company produced. I can't say their name either, but, you know, they have the big ass screens that you can look at. However, the downside would be the small screen size if you have a smaller phone like the iPhone and all those smartphones. And a phone can experience a terrible decrease in battery life if you don't plug it in. So it will run up pretty quickly. And especially if you put it under the sun, it can burn up your phone. And that's really bad if you don't have like a warranty or something like that. So now I want to first talk about like a little bit about GPS in terms of traditional sense. You have a device, you bought it from one at retail store, big box retail store, which are in a sense more user friendly, easier to use for whichever generation they are. They're simple to navigate if you're not quite, you know, tech savvy like I am, or some kids these days who are younger than I am. I'm old. To pick the right GPS, here are a couple of things and questions you have to think about. First of all, you want to pick the right screen size, and that's one of the most important things when people came into one retail store I worked before and they asked me what kind of GPS you want to get. And I always tell them that, you know, you should definitely get the size that fits you the best. Size does matter in this sense, for sure. Personally, like a bigger screen size, at least like, you know, 4.3 or even 5 is possible. As long as within an appropriate price range, under $200, I would suggest about that kind of price. Next, you definitely need a lifetime map, which is you're going to see on their kind of model number, it says LM, which is a code manufacturer uses. It's part of the model number to indicate this lifetime map, which means you can update your map once a year, I think, at least for a lifetime. And hopefully that device lasts for that long. But you know for sure in about, you know, 5-10 years, you can use that GPS for accurate road locating. And also, you may want LMT, which is live traffic updates. You know, it's very important for some people who travel a lot between states on the roads and things like that. You can avoid traffic jams, a very important feature for sure. However, do watch out, you know, for whether if some GPSs come with free updates lifetime or just a trial, because sometimes they throw you in. They're like, oh, dude, you get a free update for traffic. You get a free map for like a lifetime, and it's a really good deal, man. Like, just go get it. It's $100. And after, you know, a couple of months, you're like, I'm sorry, you have to pay $4,000 for this service in the next 10 years to use our services. And you'd be like pissed off in retail, and they're like, oh, I can't return that stuff, man. It's all like manufacturing. So you got to watch out those kind of things. Trial versions do get people into deep troubles like that. So the next thing, if your car does not have a Bluetooth system, which means you have an old car like I have, a 97 car from Japan that still runs pretty well with 250,000 kilometers. So yeah, if you don't have that, you want to use Bluetooth, connect your phone to talk on the phone. Definitely, man, you know, buy one that have the Bluetooth hands-free feature. Don't drive and text. Don't drive and call and pick up using the phone. First thing, you get a fine. Next thing, you die, bro. Like, what's a worse thing than dying? By not dying. Exactly. That's what you can get into. An accident, and you'll be worse than dying. Because you're going to pay for the bills and debt, and you're probably going to be suffering a lot. If you don't die, that's actually even worse, because you're going to be suffering a lot. So don't ever drive and text or call, okay? Use hands-free. They're a little bit better. in some sense. So there are other little details, different features like you may want to watch for, or like speed limit. Some of them have current speed that's displayed on screen. Some of them have traffic camera detection. For example, the Magellan's smart GPS and things like that. And for price-wise, I would say a GPS with a lifetime map, it's around about $100, and yearly you got like a 4.3 display. And if you want something about like five inch screen and lifetime traffic updates, it could be well around like $200. So in terms of GPS, definitely get one that fits you for the right screen size, the right price range, and also consider using a smartphone. Personally, I've never used smartphone apps before. There are ones that pay, you have to pay quite a few bucks. Some of them are like $30 or something. Still cheaper than a normal GPS, but the thing is that if you use your phone a lot on a daily basis, the battery won't last that long. If you want to watch a video or listen to music or read a book or browse and things like that afterwards, it may be very hard to approach to that kind of functionality afterwards. So make sure you get the one that has the life map as well, and also all those updates, because let me tell you, manufacturers these days are desperate to sell their devices because they don't, you know, the GPS are not really popular anymore, because you can just go onto maps and find out exactly where you are. So that's my kind of coverage for the GPS. We'll be back and I'll play you guys some music for sure. I've prepared 7 pieces of music and also some backup for you. A lot of local musicians. I want to shout out to a lot of people who has been submitting music and video to me, if you did. Very important people to me, especially to this show as well, like Keys, Kevin Zhang, and Elton Yout, and especially my high school friends, Kenny Gourmet and his partner, Cilantro Blue. I'm going to play one of their song called All About You. Unfortunately, it's a radio edit, so I put a little cut on the end there, so it won't sound as good. But log into Bandcamp and search for their new album, just came out, called 5 Star Dishes, if I'm not wrong. So I'll be right back after this commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 101.9 CITR, and you're listening to the Han Nation Show.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
And we're back from the commercial break, and definitely if you guys want to check out UBC, you should do so. It's just downstairs in the sub. You can find them in the very back, I believe, right by, I think it's very close to Copyright, I believe. If you go downstairs across from the burger bar, you walk the other way, you turn left, you walk in there. They have like great news stories and also coverages. They shoot great videos. I have something to say about that, because I was on their video team last year. I was a videographer, so I was shooting all the videos. I get to watch a lot of great bands live for free. Actually, just one. Down with Webster's, great musician as well in Canada. They're not topping the chart as much as I would love them to do so, but they do produce one of the best pop music probably in Canada, I would say. Sometimes better than Justin Bieber's. Duh. Yeah, you haven't guessed that already. And then if you want to volunteer for them, especially in you're in journalism, or if you're in anywhere, actually, if you're in any kind of faculty, if you're on campus, if you're off campus, you want to write a new story for them, you want to cover a new story for them, you want to write features, actually shoot cooking shows, a lot of things you can do on campus, especially at UBC. So go check them out. They're our newspaper group at UBC, the official news media and ad, you know, UBC, aside from CITR, the radio station you're listening to right now. So I guess I'll play you guys a piece of music I promised you before the break. It's called All About You, the radio edit edition by Kenny Gourmet and Cilantro Blue. They're a great band or a group. They're actually trying to create their own label right now. So please support my high school friend from Burn Creek Secondary. I actually want to shout out to my school as well. What the heck, why not? Just to give you some spirit of who I am. So here's the music, All About You, radio edit.
It's all about you, standing over here like what it do, yeah. Going home, come over here when the time is slow, yeah. I don't know about you, I'm going over here cause I'm feeling blue, yeah. It's time to go, and yeah, I'm in the past 12 when the time is slow, yeah. It's all about you, I'm standing over here like what it do, yeah. I'm going home, come over here when the time is slow, yeah. I don't know about you, I'm going over here cause I'm feeling blue, yeah. It's time to go, a minute past 12 when the time is slow, yeah.
5-star dishes, you know that I'ma live this. Kenny Gourmet, go check my ambition, you know what the trick is. Stay out of my lane, you're in the wrong division. And you're trying to tell me how I'm supposed to be living. I don't even understand what you're trying to envision. Well, maybe if you're standing in my position,
everything would change, it would totally be different. Let's be more specific, I just don't know. But you, I'm planning for tomorrow when you know it's the truth. And I'ma live through the day, there ain't no other way to do it. Fit a cap on and stick it to prove it. But I know things been rough. I'm destined for my dream and you had enough. And I'm wondering over here what happened to trust. But nothing changed me, so it's time to adjust, hey.
It's all about you, I'm standing over here like what it do, yeah. I'm going home, come over here when the time is slow, yeah. I don't know about you, I'm going over here cause I'm feeling blue, yeah. It's time to go, a minute past 12 when the time is slow, yeah.
Getting impatient by the minute, as cocky as it is to say I need to find my women. I know I'm getting popular and if I ever went it by myself, at that point I'm pretty sure I wouldn't want to.
And like I said, I will cut it by half just because I think this edition is radio edit because of that. Hopefully, that's a reason. And nothing wrong with my little computer here because I just bought it a year ago. Hopefully, it lasts for another year. So, I want to play another piece of music. It's actually music from one of the groups. I have a lot of friends, and actually, I got a lot of friends. Shout out to the BVP, that is, the Black Vinyl Project, started by, I believe it's Ben Chen, if I'm not wrong. If I'm wrong, please correct me, but I think it's Ben Chen, Mr. Chan. Thank you for starting that great music label, kind of, I guess, an indie label, I would say, production company sort of thing. They have great music, great musicians with them as well. Before you listen to the music from Keys, I was talking about Elton, actually, is part, and Kevin, they're part of the BVP. They are producing music for the label, so they have great shows, actually, every year as well, great concerts. If you want to check them out, the BVP, the Black Vinyl Project, and UBC, you know, basically pa-pa to them, man. So here we go. The song from one of their executives called Heather Purvis. I'm sorry if I pronounced it wrong, but it's Heather's music. Very beautiful music indeed. This one is called Breast Pocket. And Breast Pocket, I believe, is a single. I don't think there's an album with it, but if there is, correct me as well, my friend. So here's a music from Heather Purvis, Breast Pocket, by the BVP. Enjoy.
I
Everybody, welcome back to the show. 101.9 CITR. This is a Tony Hanation show. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the last part of the show. I want to call it the ending rush, which I'll talk about in news really quickly. You can't even understand what I'm going to say. No, just joking. I'm going to say it really, really slowly. So I just want, as I promised you before, I was going to cover the E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, as I was going to call it. I want to make a kind of analogy to what this is, if you don't know it already. It's like a concert for music lovers. You know, instead this is for the techno lovers. You know, instead of you get drunk and get crazy, getting stuff in, like, I don't know, like beside ethanol, but like other chemicals into your body and go crazy at a concert, for technology expo, for entertainment electronic expo, they probably do very similar things by playing a lot of video games, which is kind of cool as well. You know, nothing wrong with being nerdy, right? So yesterday was a pre-show press day release. We have the Big Four, which came out and did a live conference with us to tell us what's going on. Of course, there are Microsoft and Sony, Ubisoft, and also EA. They're trying to sell their products, you know. They're trying to sell their console, they're trying to sell their games, especially for Ubisoft and EA, and also Xbox One, and also PS4. I can already see the next war over those two. As you people who study history really well, you probably know the World War II. That just, it's, you know, it's epic. Not very similar analogy I would have to make between these two parties. They're like the axes and lions. Nothing is bad though. No Hitler here, but they're basically competing with each other. Great, for sure, because we're going to see different products. Because we don't want to see one, like a bunch of consoles we all want to buy. They're all the same prices because there's no innovation and there's no business and there's no entertainment. That's what I call it. Because entertainment is a form of art. You got to be very innovative. Otherwise, you would never have it. Art is something. Anyway, I'll start a big speech, but I'll give you know what's going on with these two consoles. The PS4 is selling for $399, but Xbox is $100 more at $499. They both have those Kinect camera kind of thing. Sony, they call it the PSI, I think. You know, the EYE word I, where you can use as a cam. There are a lot of benefits to PS4. I was going to talk about the used game. You can play used game there. You don't have to connect to the computer. Now we make this contract to Xbox One. When I covered it about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we can now see, you know, which one is a little bit better, which one is not so much better. And of course, if you're a fanboy for any two consoles, you know, I don't know if you want to keep the same belief anymore, because the map has changed for sure. And also we're seeing a lot of indie gamers rising up, which is great, because we see traditionally a lot of developers who are making pop culture games, I would call them. For example, Blizzard, they're releasing Diablo, EA releasing their FIFA series, and also we have different companies releasing different games for a long time, Battlefield, you know, Call of Duty, and all of that games. Of course, they're great, but at the same time, if you keep buying those games, to be honest, I'm tired of it, okay? I want to see different games with different experience. I want to see outside of the box. In fact, I don't want to see a box. There shouldn't be a box. In fact, we should see flat surface everywhere to the horizon, where I can see the sun shining everywhere in the land of freedom, and also Canada, which is not so free. But if you think about it, at the end of the day, you want the best game experience, and games are entertainment. They're part art. Like I said before, you need innovation. And that's why I want to say it's a good thing for sure. And also starting today, since it's the expo, you're going to see a lot of great games. companies, different electronics companies, developers for hardware. Dell is there as well with their Alienware. So a bunch of things over there. So go to E3 Insider if you want to know more about this expo. It's a very exciting time, especially for electronics and techno, those kind of things. Very indie gamer stuff is coming out as well as I speak. So very exciting times. Go to YouTube, check them out. Go to E3 Insider, check them out as well. So my time is almost up. I'll play, one more piece of music. Let me see. What do you guys want to hear? Actually, I have a lot of great music here. How about I play you guys a piece of music from Catherine Calder. Actually, she's a musician, I think, from either Vancouver or Victoria. And now he's part of a new band called the New Pornographers. Seriously, I don't know if it's going to get censored, but it's called the New Pornographers. The band is very nice as well. They're actually been on David Letterman's show, which is a great deal for a musician, apparently, these days. If you get on one of those late night shows, like, say, Craig Ferguson, you know, you're famous and crazy and stuff. So I'm going to play one piece of music by Catherine Calder, Slip Away. So hopefully you guys will enjoy that.
Ooh, 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 every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Welcome back. This is 101.9 CITR. You're listening to the Tony Hun Nation Show. That's what I call it. Just want to shout out to all the musicians who sent me music today, from the local artists, Keys, Kevin Zing, and Alton Yao, BVP's Heather Purvis, great music, nice vocalist, Kenny Gourmet, and Cilantro Blue. Thank you for all of your music. They're very interesting indeed to me, as well as, I believe, for the listeners of 101.9. So the next one, we have a show called Give Them the Boot by Linda Bull. I believe it's very great Italian music. So molto bene, and a very, how do I say Italian? Oh, come stai. So that's what I'm going to say for the show. So here's Linda. I'll play another piece of music by Catherine Calder. It's called Arrow. It's probably one of the best, actually one of the best piece of music she played actually recently. So I'll let it play, and adios, ciao.
If I ain't careful, I'll just blow away.
the strats, the thunder rolls, and I'm okay. Everywhere I go, people pass me by. They never know, 'cause I'm invisible. A shadow.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull. This is Given the Boot, an hour of Italian music. Stay with me until 3 o'clock for Italian music, mostly folk, some singer-songwriter, a bit of jazz, whatever takes my fancy.